Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Friday, March 22nd, 2024, here are three big things you need to know. One, the House is set to vote on a government spending package today to avoid a partial government shutdown. House Democratic leaders say they expect a substantial majority of Democrats in favor. Most Republicans also expected to back the legislation. A group of conservative members want to roll back spending. That sounds like a pretty good idea to me. Two, much of West Michigan under a winter weather advisory today. 3 to 7 inches of snow in the forecast. Grand Rapids in the area expected to get the most. Kalamazoo, maybe an inch to 3 inches. I can report outside our studios this morning in Hillsdale. Nothing yet. And number three, one of the last remaining survivors of the Japanese surprise attack at Pearl Harbor has died. Richard C. Higgins died of natural causes Tuesday in Bend, Oregon. According to his granddaughter, he was 102 years old. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm here for Steve today. He's back on Monday, so never fear. But I got one more hour with you. We're going to make the most of it. Rainier Zittelman is with us. We'll talk with him about his new book on the power of capitalism. It's a great one. How Nations Escape Poverty, Vietnam, Poland, and the Origins of Prosperity. We'll check in with the Michigan Chamber. And then friend Tim Carney has a new book out this week. I wish I had more time, but we'll spend a small amount of time talking about Family Unfriendly, a really great new book from Tim Carney. Very quickly, the news about one of the Pearl Harbor survivors passing away at the age of 102. You and I both know we're losing our heroes every single day from that era. My friend Paul Leffler, who is, among other things, the play-by-play voice for Fresno State football and baseball and basketball. He is the word analyst for the Scripps Spelling Bee competition every year. He was on Jeopardy. He's a really interesting guy and a fantastic person. In addition to all of that, he hosts a show called Hometown Heroes, and it's on a couple stations in California, but you can find it online. And look, I know I tell you that there's a ton of great audio out there. Go listen to old Steve Gruber Show segments, obviously. But Paul, because he travels so much for Fresno State, he's all across the country. And everywhere he goes, he looks for these veterans. And when he started the show more than a decade ago, he was doing a lot of World War II vets, Pearl Harbor survivors. He did a presentation lecture here on campus at Hillsdale for me about those Pearl Harbor survivors. And he's done something crazy now. 800 plus episodes, and they are all lengthy, in-depth conversations with our heroes. And in particular, early on, those World War II and heroes and Pearl Harbor survivors. Incredible stuff. HometownHeroesRadio.com is the show. And I mention it only because, again, the news, we lose another one of our Pearl Harbor heroes, Pearl Harbor survivors, Richard C. Higgins, dead at 102 years old. I promised you poll numbers, so I don't want to push that off anymore. CNN poll out this morning. Now, their headline says, majority of voters in Michigan and Pennsylvania dissatisfied with their presidential choices, burying the lead that Donald Trump is now crushing President Biden in Michigan and has majority support. The new survey of registered voters, so not likely voters, but registered voters, finds a dead even race between Trump and Biden in Pennsylvania at 46% each. Here in Michigan, Donald Trump leads President Biden 50% to 42% in a two-person race. Both polls were out in the field after President Biden and former President Trump clinched the delegates to win the party's nomination. So since we knew with certainty both are going to be the candidates barring some unforeseen circumstance. In Michigan, 45% of independents, 41% of voters younger than 35, so they are less than solidly decided. And in Michigan, 46% say they're less than satisfied with choices for the presidential race. The three-way race, here it is, the three-way or multiple, you know, candidate race, 40% supporting President Trump, 34% supporting President Biden, 18% Robert F. Kennedy Jr., 4% Cornell West. So that's still a 6-point lead for President Trump, though 18% being taken by a third-party candidate. Now, this is a state poll, not a national poll, and these elections are, of course, state by state. We've not seen a third-party candidate with that sort of support, of course, since Ross Perot back in 1992. Biden and Trump both viewed unfavorably by majorities in Michigan and Pennsylvania voters. About 1 in 6 in each state are called double haters and dislike them both. In a hypothetical matchup involving third-party candidates, a plurality of double negative voters break for Kennedy, in fact. Inside here, let's see. If blank, President Trump, President Biden, is elected again, do you think his second term as president would... And the questions here in Michigan, would they fundamentally change things in the U.S.? 54% say Donald Trump would. Just 25% say President Biden would change things, fundamentally change things here in the United States. I'm looking for crosstabs. This poll is literally just out 15, 20 minutes ago, so I don't know if I have. I am most interested to see what the age breakdown here is, because we have seen in recent polls younger voters trending toward President Trump, 18 to 24-year-olds, 24 to 35-year-olds. There was a recent poll that, recent Michigan poll, in fact, not the CNN poll, but a different poll that had every age group except 65-plus favoring President Trump. We just talked to Congressman Tim Walberg earlier today about the EPA mandate, the move toward electric vehicles, what it will cost in jobs and union jobs, UAW jobs, perhaps down the line. This is one of the reasons. This poll will only strengthen the fact that President Biden and his advisors think Michigan could be slipping away from them. And that's why you see things like this UN resolution, the Security Council resolution, U.S. now sponsoring a Gaza ceasefire resolution. The Biden administration is so afraid of losing the left flank that perhaps could be pulled off by Cornell West, or perhaps just will stay home and not vote in November. They are moving so far left, they risk alienating those voters near the middle that President Trump showed an ability to garner support from in both 2016 and, of course, his massive vote total in 2020 as well. But CNN says the headline is majority of voters dissatisfied with choices. But how about President Trump now staking an 8-point lead in Michigan and a majority, 50% to 42%. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com, coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org.